الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله إمام الذاكرين وقدوة المسبحين فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ووسيلتنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز فسبح بحمد ربك وكن من الساجدين وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله Infinite and abundant praise and glory are all due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And everything in the heavens and the earth is all exalting and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and blessings upon the most noble messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and upon his righteous and noble family and upon the righteous and illustrious companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. And ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us all here today and makes this day, make this moment a means for our forgiveness, salvation and success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. During the week, I was going through a hadith which is a very, very simple hadith. And that hadith states that a mu'min, a believer, should always keep his lips moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That our existence is not so that we can keep engaged with one another, keep engaged with other family members or with our community, but our primary focus is to keep engaged in the remembrance, in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in correlation to that, there was another hadith which stated that the difference between a person who is alive and a person who is dead, a believer and a non-believer, is that he or she who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the one who doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I went through various ahadith to see how easy is it for us to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And surprisingly, it's very, very easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our deen extremely easy for us, made his zikr extremely easy for us. And if you look in the Qur'an, you see the tasbih and the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again. And it doesn't take a huge amount of effort or energy for you to keep your lips moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for you to actively engage in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very, very easy. Just the way that we have the five pillars which give us our method of how to practice our life. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us five simple acts to do when you do the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you do the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you do the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when you do salatu salam upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These five very, very simple things, a person can be lying, sitting, walking, traveling, wherever they are, and they can just do this, and their deeds will increase. The maqam will increase in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah al-Aziz will unravel this tasbih that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about and reinvigorate within our lives the importance of continuing with tasbih wherever we go. A very, very simple, very, very noble act that is beloved to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah azza wa jalla in the majestic and noble and beautiful Quran mentions tusabbihu lahu man fi as-samawati wal ardi wa tusabbihu lahu ma fi as-samawati wal ardi wa man fihin, that the seven heavens and the earth and everything that is contained within them, i.e. this known galaxy, this known universe, and the known universes, and the unknown, everything that is in creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, every single thing is doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention that they're doing ruku' or sujood, or they're reciting the Qur'an, or they're giving zakat and fidya, or they're doing hajj and umrah and all of these things. No. Everything in creation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, animate and inanimate, tangible and intangible things that we can know, that have discernible life or don't have discernible life, anything and everything in creation exalts, does the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the primary function of all of creation, and therefore this is also our primary goal, to make sure that the way that all of creation is remembering and doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we as believers, we as Muslims, we as followers of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, we as the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should also be at the forefront of this, of constantly doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know when there's a majlis or a mehfil, then the Naat Khans or the ulama, they come and they say, Subhanallah kawo, Subhanallah kawo. That's forceful. Okay? Tasbih is something you should be doing regularly, perpetually, continuously, without even thinking, actively and passively as well. This is how our default method should be: walking, talking, sitting, wherever we are, our heart should be engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our lips should also be engaged in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything in creation recognizes and glorifies and honors and praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His perfection, His majesty, His magnificence, His power and His beauty. And they all say, Subhanallah. This is what they say. And this is the easiest thing for you to say as well, as a Muslim, as a believer, just to walk and see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another human being is a marvel of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you ask a doctor and ask him what the biological processes are of how a child is born and the DNA and everything else, all you can see when you see another person, you say, Subhanallah. When you see creation, when you see the world, when you see trees, when you see the environment, the ecology, everything should make you say, Subhanallah. Glory and exaltation is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the easiest form of worship that you can do. You don't need to have wudu, you don't need to have any of those other prerequisites that you are required for formal worship. Just glorify and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions, kalimatan khafifatan ala al-lisan, that they are two very simple, very beautiful and majestic expressions that are very, very light and easy on the tongue. But they are heavy, ثَقِيلَتَانْ عَلَى الْمِيزَانِ, but they are very, very heavy on the scales in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَبِيبَتَانْ إِلَى الرَّحْمَانِ, they are very dear and very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know when you go to your parents and you say, أَمِّجِي, أَبُّجِي, you know, with that extra respect, and you give them that dignity and that honor, and then your parents look towards you and they have this smile because they know you, you know, you've come with them with due respect. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves for His worshippers, to address Him and to turn to Him with these beautiful words. Habibatan ila ar-Rahman. They're very dear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these very, very two simple words. What are they? Subhanallahi wa bihamdi subhanallahi al-azim. These are those two very, very small, very majestic expressions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. That glory is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that He has created. All praise is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He deserves that praise and that shukr. And glory is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the magnificent, the azim, the greatest, the of all of everything, it is none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the two words most beloved to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he would often repeat this, and he would encourage the Sahaba ikram. Why? Because they were beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Messenger alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam similarly mentions that indeed the most beloved words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are, glory be to Allah, and to Him be praise. Blessed is your name, exalted is your majesty, and there is no other deity except you. And you know what this is the translation of? Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk. These are the words most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the words that we repeat at the beginning of our salah. So just reflect upon these words. They are no ordinary words. It's no ordinary statement when you are saying you glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, blessed is your name, exalted is your majesty, and there is no other deity worthy of worship except you, O my Lord. And imagine how beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become to you, what your maqam, what your status will be when you are saying these words, but not just saying them, but also reflecting upon them and saying them in a meaningful manner as well. So just saying subhanallah wa bihamdihi and subhanallah al-azim can completely transform your life, can make you part and parcel of the rest of creation that is praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of the universes. You call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying subhanallah, and this makes a very, very intimate connection, a conversation, a dialogue, a discussion that you are having directly with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best way to address Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is begin with glory is for you, exaltation is for you, magnificence is for you, perfection is for you, majesty is for you. This is the way that you start your conversation and your dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most intimate of communion, of conversation that you have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full of love and praise and glorification, and reminding yourself that if there is anything worthy of worship, there's anything worthy of glory, of praise, of anything, it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reminding who you are, where you are in this dunya, and where all of your focus should be and your efforts should be to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions that there is nothing, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّهُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ, that there is nothing, there is not a thing except that it exalts and praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything which you call a thing, whether it's wood, whether it's an atom, whatever it may be that you call a thing, that thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that it is exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. However, it is you who is unable to understand, have fahm, have understanding of what they are saying, how they are praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The entire creation, everything in existence is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at the stories of all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, you will see that when they are shocked, when they are astounded, whenever anything happens to them, the first statement that they make is Subhanak. Is Subhanallah. Exaltation and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he could see him directly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, you can't see me, but look at my tajalli. Look at this, look at Mount Tur. When he fell unconscious and he woke up, what did he say? The first thing that he said, Subhanak tubtu ilayk wa ana awwalul mu'mineen. That exalted are you. All glory is for you, O my Lord. I have indeed repented to you, which means here, I have turned to you, O my Lord, and I am one of the first believers. This is what Musa alayhi salam, this is how he reacted, by glorifying and praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the default of any statement, the default of acknowledgement, the default of existence for human beings and for everything else in creation is to do the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to exalt and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unfortunately, in this day and age, we reserve our tasbih and our takbir and our hamd for the salah, for our masjid, or for when there's some khushi or ghami, and that's about it. But the real Muslims and the real followers are those who are walking and talking wherever they may be, They are doing the tasbih and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are those who are keeping their lips moist with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are those who are keeping their hearts alive with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are those who are in tune with the rest of creation, and all of that creation is doing that one singular thing, which is doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can it be that we forget to be part and parcel of that design and that purpose? How is it that we confine our tasbih and hamd and zikr and all of these things just to the masajid or to our salah or to our... No, we shouldn't be like that at all. We should be constantly and perpetually remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you look at Isa alayhi salam, he delivered the message to his people at that time, but those people started calling him the son of God, na'uzu billah min zalik. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked Isa alayhi salam, did you say this to your people to worship you instead of worship the Lord Almighty? And Isa alayhi salam, in exonerating himself and the message that he delivered, he replies to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, Subhanak. Subhanak, glory is for you, exaltation and praise is for you. He puts his hand up and says, no, only you are worthy of that exaltation, of that praise, of that majesty. Everything is for you, O my Lord. It is not for me to say that which I have no right over. Subhanaka ma anakula ma laysa li bihaq. That I can't say anything except that which is haq, and you have all right and worthy of worship, you are the only one worthy of worship. So even there we see the responses of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In every state, when they are waking up, when they are defending themselves or their message, they are always beginning their conversation by saying subhanallah. And even saying that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he used to be extremely proficient, consistent in saying, oh Allah, all praise is for you, all tasbih is for you, subhanak, subhanak. And you should do the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. These are the zikrs that he used to constantly do, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they were part and parcel of the entire cosmos, of creation, of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had designed this. Why? They were responding to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he stated, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Then exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with praise of your Lord and ask forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, he is ever accepting of your repentance. So we as well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it extremely easy for us to praise him, to glorify him, to exalt him on our lips when we are walking, when we are wherever we may be. Constantly we remain engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these words that you say are not just arbitrary. These words are very, very heavy in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and beloved to the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. And you will see the value of these words on the day of Qiyamah. You'll see the value of these words in your grave. You'll see the value of these words when you're standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The most magnificent statement that an individual can say after La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he reminds us that يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. That oh you who have believed, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with abundance. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the morning all the way to the afternoon, from the time that you wake up until the time that you go to sleep. That entirety of your day and your activities can be transformed into an act of worship. If you are saying Bismillah before your actions, if you think Subhanallah before your actions, if you sing Alhamdulillah, if you sing Astaghfirullah, if you sing Atubu Ilayk, all of these things, these simple statements, can really bring you into the highest of stations before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you see all of the creation, you see the beauty of this dunya, and you turn around, and the people of Iman, the people of Ihsan, they turn around and they say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ. But oh our Lord, you did not create us aimlessly. You did not create this entire creation without purpose, without aims, without objectives. This world, this universe, this cosmos, this galaxy, everything that we see here is not just for no reason. It's not just random. It's not just a fluke. It's not just chaotic mess. No, everything has been created for a particular purpose, and that purpose is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that purpose is to do the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do the hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to do salatu salam upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This is why you say, Rabbana ma khalaqta haza batila subhanak. Again, you see here, at the beginning or at the end of these statements, you are constantly qualifying all of your things by saying, glory is for you, O my Lord. Exaltation is for you. Power and majesty, everything that is there is contained within this one simple word of saying, Subhanak. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other parts of the Quran, He mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ إِذَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ يَخِرُّونَ لِلْأَذْكَارِ سُجَّدًا وَيَقُولُونَ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّنَا إِنْ كَانَ وَعْدُ رَبِّنَا لَمَفْعُولًا. That indeed those who are given knowledge beforehand, when it is recited to them, the verses of the Quran are recited to them, they fall down on their faces, they fall down in humble prostration, talking about the ruku, talking about the sujood, talking about your kayfiyah and your hal when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they say and they proclaim what? Immense transcendent is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sanctified and exalted is our Lord. Truly the promise of our Lord has been fulfilled. So this is the state of those who are constantly engaged in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whenever they find an opportunity, they say subhanallah, they say alhamdulillah, they say Allahu Akbar, they say astaghfirullah, they say atubu ilayk. This is the hal and the kayfiyah of these individuals, not confined to the masajid or to the mahafil, but in a constant state of remembrance of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just at the beginning with that hadith that we remembered, when we say subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabaraka ismuka wa ta'ala jadduka wa la ilaha ghayruk, the most beloved words to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, we reflect upon your salah when you say subhana rabbiyal azim, when you go into ruku, when you go into sajda, reflect upon these particular words, these transcendent and magnificent and beautiful and powerful words and statements that you are saying, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. Reflect upon that, and then you will see that in that state of ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the dunya submit to you, because you are submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the state of that sujood in sajda, when you are submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are on the lowest of the low on the grounds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your maqam to the highest in Jannatul Firdaus Al-A'la, because you are praising the greatest of the greatest, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exalting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having this intimate conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these words, they're not just there because they're part and parcel of our salah. They have deep hidden meaning which we need to reflect upon and realize that everything in creation, تُسَبِّحُ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, that everything in creation between the heavens and the earth is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how is it that we are not praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as is His right? And the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam furthermore even stated that when you have a mahfil, as when you are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you seal the mahfil with this with the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take that entire gathering and seal it for you, so that the reward will be given to you on the day of Qiyamah. And if you have a mahfil where you have not remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you've not done the tasbih or the hamd or the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not a beneficial mahfil or gathering, you know those types of gathering that you have, then even at the end of that gathering, if you do the tasbih and the hamd and the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then by saying these particular words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a means for the expiation, for the forgiveness of your sins. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, مَنْ قَالَ فِي مَجْلِسِ زِكْرِ كَانَتْ كَتَّى بِعَ يُطْبَعُ عَلَيْهِ وَمَنْ قَالَ فِي مَجْلِسِ لَغْبِ كانت كفارة له. What are the words that he can say? سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إلي. So by praising, glorifying, exalting the status and the maqam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in gatherings where we have wasted our time and our energy and our effort, just by saying the statement, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate some of your sins. But by saying these words in a mahfil of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise your maqam and seal those deeds for you, and give you the reward on the day of Qiyamah. Remember those two statements which are very easy on the tongue, which are very heavy on the scales, which are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should repeat them as often as you can and delve into the beauty of these words. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallahi al-azim. Wa akhuli qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. جزاكم الله خيرا. من الله سبحانه.